Hunting. The hunting tradition in the Albufera de Valencia goes back to the times of the Arab occupation. The lush vegetation and abundant game made this an excellent place for hunting, and for this reason, King James I claimed it as his property after conquering the Kingdom of Valencia in the 13th century. According to the botanist from Valencia, Cavaniles, and other chroniclers from diverse periods, the area abounded with deer, wild boar, mountain goats, francolins, partridges, hares, rabbits, otters, and up to 60 varieties of water birds, in addition to a wealth of fish. This is how it was described in the mid-13th century in Un Rincón del Paraíso, a corner of paradise. Hunting allowances were granted over the years, competitions organized, and permits auctioned off. In 1987, Valencia City Council finally banned hunting on the Albufera Lake, including the island and shore areas, due to the impact it had on protected species. Besides the ban in the Albufera, hunting is also prohibited in the Devesa and the reserve areas of Tancats, in La Raya and in La Pipa, and Bassa de San Llorenç, Ullals de Namolins, and others. Currently, hunting is allowed in most of the marsh area used for rice farming between the last Sunday of September and the first weekend in February. On the one hand, there's a reserve area known as the Vedat, where most of the waterfowl on the Albufera live and vehicle and human traffic is restricted. 8 shoots per season are held here. When these shoots are finished, the event known as Cabiles takes place, which constitutes 6 days of uninterrupted hunting during which any hunter may hunt in the Vedat area. On the other hand, there are game reserves in which 36 hunting days are authorized, spread out among weekends and holidays. These days include the Cabiles. The species most commonly brought down in Sueca and Cullera are the northern pintail and the red-crested pochard, whereas in Silla, the main species is the Eurasian coot. There are over 6,500 registered hunters in the nature reserve.